Shiru
Preparation to the lesson intends. Okay, friends, so we will read an excerpt and then we'll have a workshop question. It's from Ba'al HaSulam, letter 4. You lack nothing but to go out to a field blessed by the Creator and to gather all these dwindling organs which were separated from your soul and to join them into a single body. Again, you lack nothing except to go out to a field blessed by the Lord and to gather all these dwindling organs which are deteriorated from your soul and to join them into a single body. How can we build from ourselves a single body, one body? How can we build from ourselves one body? A workshop question. Okay. It seems that this is what Rav is doing right now when he's traveling throughout Europe and gathers the organs back into one body. We can see in Berlin, it seems like a congress there. It's beautiful. This is our work. First of all, to help Rav, and secondly, to increase the importance of the goal, the importance of our activities, congresses, all our activities to unite the nation. For that, we gather all of our organs back again.
We can say that we're not really building, more like discovering the state where we're all one body. We're discovering the state where we're already connected, and our efforts all in all draw the light that reveals this state for us.
We learned that also according to perception of reality, we only reveal a perfect place to the extent that we correct our sight, our perception. And then we discovered that we were always connected, that we were always adhered and cleaved to each other. So we can make one big step forward during this lesson.
One aspect of the one body is that it's made of different individuals. So each one, on his own behalf, puts his own type of bestowal into the common desire. And so from different organs, we build something that will be called one body.
Yeah, with one heart, with one desire. We long to discover the upper face and to be a conduit for the upper light so that it will be in this world also, so that we will be a pipeline between two worlds.
In order to become one body, we should first of all A, really want it, and that will feel pain for not being as one body. And the more we have the goal above us all the time, the more we'll be obligated to follow it all the time.
We're building it from our incorporation. It becomes important for us that the friends will succeed from the concern for one another. And by adding every day to the connection between us.
Yes, out of us acting this state of one body, we are not yet one body, we don't feel we're one body, but we aspire for it, we pray for each other, and we're always expecting the later reforms that will turn us into one body, that will reveal there's none else besides Him in the one body.
And perhaps the beginning of this one body is when I discover how separated I am, how much I'm not with you, how big the gap between us is. And then I really hate that gap. I don't want to be there. And I'm praying to the Creator to close that gap and to be able to let me get closer to you, even just 1 millimeter. And from there, we will be able to reach one body because probably we can do it by ourselves.
So our whole work is to try to connect, to make an effort there. To do as much as we can to draw the light that reveals where we're actually not one body at the moment, and to hate it, which is called to ask for the correction. The light will change us, connect us, and from now on, we'll go on to the next crime. We have to rise above and cover it with love.
Actually, we're helping each other to build the desire to reach and reveal that state through our efforts. A desire develops, and from there stems a prayer.
Yes, and may we try to feel all our friends, everyone we see now on the screens, all the groups, that we'll really learn as one body. We'll read, we'll hear Rav, we'll raise an intention.
We're helping each other to find the correct desire. Yesterday we graduated through campus, first campus, and I saw how happy they are. They're certain that now they know what the Creator is. And 2 months ago, in the beginning of their path, they were all mistaken. They all thought something else. And now, undoubtedly, they know what it means. Without help for each other, we will never know what the correct desire is, what we should desire. And that's the only thing we can do for each other.
Yes, and every part of the body is important. It's very important. Just have to work together, otherwise it's not considered to be one body. Boris, you made me feel like studying the first course of Kabbalah in Russian. How many lessons? 10 lessons? Maybe I'll register. I'll read one more quote out of Rabash. Goes like this. You can only receive bestowal from society if you adhere to the society. Meaning, he appreciates them, and to that extent he can receive bestowal from them without any work, only because of his adhesion. Again, the only way to receive some bestowal from the society is if you appreciate them. To the extent that you appreciate them, you can receive bestowal without work, only because you are adhered to them. So, let's give each other importance of the society so that every friend will have the force to adhere to it. Having this privilege to come to this place every morning to see this gathering, it becomes clearer and clearer that I myself have no strength to do anything in spirituality, only because I am in contact with the friends and the society, and because we are attached to Rav, and he embraces all the friends all over the world.
Yeah, now we have to support our friends in Berlin. Rav is there. Yesterday I heard his conversation and I felt this chill on their behalf or the way I perceive them. I don't know. It's like Rav expecting, what? Don't you have any questions? Like a Kabbalist is coming all the way to you and you expect for something to happen. And I don't know. We need to awaken. We need to be awakened before the Congress to awaken each other. And that depends on us. We depend on each other for every group to awaken the other, for every friend to pray for the other, to give room for the light to operate.
And in that same conversation, after it started finding its rhythm, you saw how the friends are yearning to do the right thing. They're not sure how. They don't know what the right actions are, but they really, really want to be in the right place. And they really want to tune themselves into what Rav is telling them. It's a wonderful feeling to have such friends all over the world that are really yearning.
Yeah, I think that Rav is going to the groups. This is a wonderful opportunity for the groups to have some activity and to gather all the friends together. Also such friends who don't participate as much, it's a good opportunity to give them fuel and to gather all these dwindling organs. As we have said before, it's a very good opportunity for us, Petach Tikva, to feel like the groups usually feel, which is also a kind of incorporation because they're in that state all year long. And it is very important for us to maintain our concentration, be focused, make great effort.
Shalom.